Vice President Kwesi Mesafa has tagged the public sector to justify the implementation of the single spine pay policy based on equal pay for work for equal value. He said government will continue to demand as a reciprocal gesture on behalf of the taxpayers and commensurate increase in productivity and performance. Vice President Mesafa said this when he opened the 7 public service chief directors, chief executives and chairpersons of governing boards and councils in Kumasi. He said government will continue to resource ministries, departments and agencies to enable them to work to realize the aspirations of Ghanaians. The Minister of Health, Dr. Kwaku Agyemang-Mensah, has charged the newly inaugurated board of the Ghana Health Service to devise innovative ways to raise funds to improve upon health services in the country. They must also take bold initiatives to plug all leakages in the system to avoid waste. The minister said this at the inauguration of the board in Accra today. He urged board members to work assiduously to resolve agitations of health workers in a professional manner before it gets out of hand. A report by Antoinette Abba and Ikia Yeboa.
Dr. Agyemang-Mensah said the board is being inaugurated at a time when there are challenges facing the health sector. One of them is agitations by health workers. He tasked the board to ensure peaceful and harmonious management of labor issues of workers before it gets out of hand. They must also work with the agencies in the ministry to achieve universal health coverage.
In recent times, there have been several agitations of the health workers in the media, and I wish to use this opportunity to urge you to resolve to handle such issues professionally and with tact before they get to a head to ensure peaceful and harmonious labor management relations in the health sector. I wish to urge all of you to work diligently and selflessly to turn around the fortunes of your organization, which will in turn translate into the improvement of health service delivery in Ghana.
The board chairman, Dr. Paul Enin, said with the vast experience of members of the board, they will churn out innovative services to achieve world-class status in health delivery. He said they will train more professionals as well as encourage people to work in the rural areas.
I know there are challenges ahead of us as the economy moves from low-income to middle-income economy. So the healthcare service has to transform also to accommodate the new challenges, our millennium goals. And I hope that I'll be able to offer contribution to the system as it runs in the country as of now.
Certainly that on the Ghana Health Service, we have to extend services to the right areas. We need to train more staff. And with that, we can send some more trained personnel into the rural areas.
The board members include Dr. Ebenezer Apiadentua, Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Professor Fred Binka, Dr. Elea Sori, and Dr. Paul Lati. The others are Dr. Angela Amedu, Samson Norty, John Apia, Reynolds Tinkra, and Levina Ousu.